Hola and bienvenidos to the Socialize Forecast, April 16th, 2024, the Tuesday edition of the Socialize podcast, where we bring you the trends, social media updates, content ideas, music suggestions, and a whole lot more. I am actually coming to you from my hotel room in Puerto Rico, where I am recording with my portable setup. So hoping it all sounds as good as usual. And if you're watching this, that's why my location is different. All right, let's just dive right in to the news. Is TikTok coming out with another app? I'm sure you've heard some tales of this online. You might have seen it even on the news. I think it's even on regular media now. But they are coming out with a photo sharing app, which in theory is going to be attached to your regular TikTok account. So on the good news side, you won't have to really be double posting, but of course, now it's just one more app to deal with, and now we're going back to the photo sharing style app where Instagram first started. So it remains to be known how many people are going to hop on it right away, because just like we saw with Threads on Instagram, there were early adopters and then people fell off the wagon a bit. So be curious to see how this pans out. And if you are a photo sharer, or that's what your love is, this might be a really helpful one for you to get some more engagement. So keep an eye out for it. We'll be bringing you tutorials as things unfold, of course, and we'll be keeping you informed. Before we kick off into everything that I have to talk about this week, just a reminder that this coming Friday, I do have a workshop on April 19th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard. I keep saying the wrong time, so hopefully those who signed up do see that it's 4 p.m. And I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some good times doing product type videos, and I'm going to show you some tips and hacks on how to shoot interesting product videos. Yay to that. All right, let's get into the trends for this week. First off, we have one called This Dramatic of a Change. And I love this one because a lot of our trends that we're sharing, by the way, are more, I want to say, off the beaten track. So if you get in them early, it will give you an edge where you can maybe be one of those random smaller creators that goes viral, or hop on it before it gets so popular that it's saturating your feed. And we like to find, I might call them more niche trends at times to share, because the obvious ones are showing up on your For You page and they're pretty easy to find. So I will add that these are some niche trends, and at the bottom with the music suggestions, you'll see some other trends. So this week you've got a lot of bonus trends coming in hot. So this dramatic of a change is using the audio to show off a time when you made a dramatic or not so dramatic change in your life. So you can use this as a spoof or as a real thing that you did. And we love what some of the creators have done. So take a tap on the audio and look for inspiration to see what other creators have thought about, maybe from their teen years, maybe in their business. There's some business creators using it. So take a browse through and see what hits you. All right, that's a good one. The next one is very funny. It's called You Think You Fell Out of a Coconut Tree. And it is one of those times where you might be having a lighthearted conversation and then all of a sudden it turns serious. So this is the perfect lip sync that you can do and then put on screen when you're talking about something and what triggers you to go into a serious tone. This is quite a wordy lip sync, so make sure you practice in segments. And I really have to post another tutorial about how to do a really good lip sync, because I love learning a lip sync myself and I love to give tips on it. So I'm going to throw a few tips at you right now, which is make sure you're speaking out loud, because you can then hear if you are in sync right away. You'll be able to hear it. The other thing is to practice it in segments. So just learn the first phrase before and get that exactly right before you add the second phrase, and then get the first and second phrases together before you add the third phrase. This is how I learned to do lip sync. This is how I learned how to play the piano. And this applies to lip syncing. I'm telling you, it works, because I can nail a lip sync when I really focus on it. All right. The next one is a lot of fun too. It's fun because it's going to feed into this photo app situation with TikTok. And it is a very, very niche photo trend where you can, perfect for businesses, perfect for small businesses to tell their story, perfect for somebody who's doing maybe a coaching thing where they want to share who they are. It's a photo carousel about you. So you can introduce yourself. It's just an easy one. Listen, So what if it doesn't get a lot of engagement, by the way? I always like to say, even if you get 100 or 200 views, if you continue to post week to week, day to day, or however often you post a week, when you have one that pops off, people will tend to start getting your other videos in their feed. It is the way the algorithm works. So in other words, there's a couple of ways this happens. Number one, the algorithm just starts feeding them your content once they like or engage with something. But the second thing is a lot of people will go to your page and look at your other videos. So you'll notice once you have a viral video, your views on your other videos automatically increase. It's just the nature. Think about when you watch a video and there's something interesting, you're going to go and tap on the creator and you're going to start looking at other videos and see if you're interested, if you want to follow. All right, so keep that in mind when you do a small kind of, I'll call it a hidden trend, that it could really pay off in the long run. So keep that in mind when you're doing trends. All right, let's get on to, I did mention here in the newsletter that bonus trends are added at the end of this newsletter because I started finding music and the music presented a lot of other trends. So you'll have some bonus trends in this one that you can scroll on down. And at this point in the newsletter, I do mention registering for the workshop. I want to talk a little bit about this because it relates to one of the tutorials I posted today. I posted it yesterday, but I put it into the newsletter today, which is stop motion. I love doing stop motion because I learned it in production and it took forever. And now there's a stop motion effect on TikTok that is so easy to use because it does all the editing for you. So I love that. And that's the tutorial for today. But that, and I'm going to show how to do that without the stop motion effect on TikTok in the workshop, because a lot of people don't have access to the effect, or they are doing this for Instagram, or they want to create it in another outside app. No problem. So I'm going to show you how to do it. And this is my favorite thing to teach because I'm so good at it when I do it that I just love to explain it, give you all the hacks. So come to the workshop. We're going to have fun. All right. Now let's talk about the original content ideas. First one for this week is to share a travel hack. That means similar to what I did this week. I actually showed how I managed to pack for this 6-day trip in a carry-on. And I'm so excited because guess what my idea is next? And this just came from me deciding to do that randomly. I'm going to go back to that video and give myself a commentary on the things I packed and did I actually wear the things? I can't wait. I don't know how I'm doing it exactly yet, but stay tuned for that because I'm going to go back through exactly what I packed and talk about what I ended up wearing and what I could have skipped putting in the bag. So there's going to be a lot of learning. I think I'm going to really learn a lot about my packing nature and get better for next time from doing this exercise. So I'm excited. I love when I can learn something from when I do my videos. And I hope you can too. All right, next one is animal appreciation. If you have a furry friend or any kind of maybe unusual pet, whatever, feature them in your video. I think it's, especially if you don't normally do it, if you are already a pet account, maybe consider doing a trend with your pet. Oh, I'm sure a lot of you do this already. I know I'm suggesting some of the obvious, but I think a lot of times we always think about a trend and then how we're going to add our pet into it. But think about your pet being the leader of the trend. Think about how to put that into your pet is the character that is thinking the thoughts. I don't know. I think a lot of people probably know about this already, but it's always helpful to feature your furry friend because everybody loves a puppy, a kitty. And I even had some engagement on an iguana that I shared during this trip. All right. The next one is we did talk about sharing a Spotify playlist last week or your music playlist. This week, how about, and this one's going to feed into this podcast, how about sharing your favorite podcasts? Maybe you can even tell people about this podcast because we would adore you for that. So think about what your favorite podcasts are. Maybe share your podcast list with your audience. Explain why you tune in, what you love about it. And number one, it could help a fellow creator. And I always say when you help someone else, the way karma is, you are going to be helped. And I'm really going to say it even comes with when you find something and you turn it in, guaranteed when you lose something, it's coming back. This happens to me all the time. I talked about it another week where I had turned in headphones that I found in a store. And initially I was like, oh, brand new headphones. How fun. Like lucky me, I found headphones. And then I went, oh, that's terrible. What if the person, because I had not found them on the street, which then I wouldn't be able to turn them in anywhere. I found them in a store. So I said, let me go in and turn them in and see if somebody else comes for them. And the following week, I had put my purse down, left it somewhere, and when I came back, it was waiting for me. So, karma. Karma is a bitch, and karma is a gift. There you go. Those are my Hellenisms for today. Let's get into the tutorials. Woohoo! Easy makeup hair tutorial. By the way, I love to use the words, the shortcut HMU, and I don't do it in my content because, or in my newsletters, because I think maybe it's very niche to the production business. But I'm going to share with you now that HMU stands for hair and makeup. So when we are listing on the crew sheet, HMU and the person's name, that means they are the hair and makeup artist. So hot tip, hot little, I don't know, that's a niche word, but whatever. So this is, I'm calling it the HMU transition, but I had to put hairstyle and makeup transition because I didn't think it would be widely known. This one is so easy because you're just going to take your phone and I show how to do it step by step. You're holding your phone, you're recording the first part, you're lip syncing, and then you just swish your phone to the left. And then you start the second part of your transition after you've changed your hair, makeup, look, whatever, haircut. Start it on the other side and swing it forward. This is a slick and easy, and it almost looks like the phone went into a 360 circle versus what it actually did. So it's a hot one, an easy one. I even gave you a music suggestion on a new up-and-coming music that you can use to pair with this one. So have fun with it. And even if you don't get a haircut, turn on a filter. I tried it with the Redhead Ginger filter because that one was trending pretty good the past week. And then the next tutorial for this week is the stop motion tutorial, which of course I love. I spoke about it multiple times already. What I did use this week in the tutorial is I did nail polishes and I had them jumping into the box. So Olive and June got a little bonus viral video there because the video is doing very well. And those are my nail polishes presented in the nice box. Next up are the music suggestions. Austin, this is the dance causing a stir. I'm talking about the music suggestions this week on the pod, just which I usually don't do, but because there are trends attached, I want to mention them. So the Austin dance is causing quite a stir because of the women wearing very revealing tops doing the dance. And now there are some funny videos with girls playing the music and then seeing if their boyfriends turn to look on the phone. So there's like this double trend within a trend happening, which is always fun. The other one is Lady Killer, which is a disappearing trick. So if you don't know how to do a swooshy disappearing trick, hit reply on the email and let me know. Maybe I'll make a tutorial. It's pretty easy though, so you're just gonna be in your video. You're gonna stop it when you're ready to disappear, whatever you wanna do, swish your hand, snap your fingers, and then start it again, be out of the frame. Make sure the camera doesn't move. And then you can also add a motion blurry effect on it to make it look like you faded. So that's always a fun, that's a fun look. And then we have The Way You Kiss Me, which is a nice hair makeup tutorial potential audio for the earlier mentioned tutorial that I shared. And then lastly is These Words, which does also have a bit of a trend attached where people are adding some context on screen. So if you get the newsletter, tap on the audio and look and see how other people are using the music. That's always a helpful way to know and spur your thoughts into how you should use it. All right, that is a wrap for today. I'm going to wrap it up early just because I am on vacation and I'm not going to bother to get into a whole bunch of answering questions this week. I will be back with you on Friday. I will hit up some questions and answer them for you on Friday. So if you're hearing this, if you've gotten the newsletter today and you have a question, click submit on the question button on the bottom because I will answer them. I look forward to looking at the questions. Today, I haven't opened up the document. I'll be honest, I'm dashing off to enjoy my last day of vacation, so I didn't take the extra time to look up the questions today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you've landed here via a podcast platform, make sure you subscribe to that newsletter so that you get all the links of the things that I'm talking about. Yay. And everybody have a wonderful week, and I will see you on Friday.